Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. In fact, it's on Monday. So for all of us last-minute folks, that leaves us the rest of today and tomorrow to get a little something, you know, a card or candy or flowers to express our love on this very special day, to celebrate the love that we have for our husbands, our wives, and our children. It's a special day for us, too, here at House on the Rock as we celebrate our third anniversary of sharing our Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries, with you here on WJTL. Well, good afternoon, and since this is Valentine's weekend, we want to focus on that little word, love, today. And it really isn't a very precise word in English, is it, Bruce?
No, it really isn't, Cap. It's a fuzzy word. You know, we love chocolate chip cookies, we love our favorite sports team or a certain musician, we love our dogs, our cats, our gerbils, of course, and then we love our wives and our husbands and our kids. And the big question is, do we love our spouses as much or more than we do those chocolate chip cookies? So our English word really doesn't help us make those kinds of distinctions.
So then how are we going to sharpen those distinctions?
Well, I thought we'd have some fun today talking about how we need to go ape over our spouses this week.
Going ape. Is that one of those 1960 phrases for falling in love?
Yeah, well, you're dating me again here, aren't you? Yeah, it is a phrase we used way back then, but I developed it into an acrostic to teach us the three types of love we need to have in our marriages.
All right, so we're talking about the three words for love, starting with the letters A, P, and E. Is that correct?
That's right. Agape is A, phileo is B, and E is eros, the three Greek words that refer to the specific kinds of love, and we need to have all three types of these love within our marriage relationships.
All right, well, let's get started with the A.
Well, A is for agape, and that's the word for the unconditional covenantal love that God has for us, his children. And Romans 8 tells us that there is nothing that we can ever do that will separate us from his love and his commitment to us. And that's what God called a covenant. It's unconditional. It's unbreakable. And it needs to be the basis and foundation for all of our Christian marriages. You know, today most couples, Cap, believe that marriage is a contract. Yet, I will continue to love you and stay with you if you make so much money, if you look this good, if you help me with the parenting, if you continue to meet my needs. And when any time that partner stops meeting those conditions that have been placed in this contract, the marriage is over. So God wants our marriages to be built on that unbreakable covenantal agape love. Our marriages are to reflect the same love that Christ has for us, his bride.
And Bruce, that is so true. And our culture certainly has lost sight of the unconditional or unbreakable love. So let's move on to the phileo love. What is that?
Well, that's the word for brotherly. You know, Philadelphia, brotherly shove, as I like to say, or the platonic love. It's the intellectual, philosophical, emotional intimacies that we share with friends and like being together with them. And this type of love looks like best friends enjoying time together, sharing deep, meaningful conversations. And needless to say, we want to be and need to be friends with our spouse. In fact, I believe that we should be our spouse's best friend and the one that we can share our innermost thoughts and feelings with. And, you know, it's extremely dangerous for us to have phileo friends of the opposite gender who are not our spouse, because physical intimacy usually follows emotional intimacy, and too many affairs start today at work or in situations with men and women sharing things with each other that they should only be sharing with their spouses.
All right, Bruce, and lastly, the letter E.
Well, E is for eros, that word for erotic or passionate love, the romantic love, and we need and want that in our marriages too. After all, it's that aspect of love that is exclusive to our marriages. We may unconditionally love others, our kids, for example, and have a number of platonic friends, but we better only have one eros partner, and that would be our spouse. So we want to make sure that all three of these types of love are present in our marriages. And so this time, you know, let's take some time this weekend to do an inventory and see how well those three areas of marriage are represented.
And for our listeners out there, we have designed an evening to help you celebrate the love that you have for your spouse and the love that God has for you at our 6th annual Sweetheart Banquet this Thursday night at the Eden Resort. You and your spouse will enjoy a nice meal, a concert by Matt and Kim Goss, and an opportunity to share with your life mate. If you'd like to register, go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com. So until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.